Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There are international concerns that border disputes could reignite civil war in Sudan. Violence is ramping up as the South prepares to secede in July. But Phil Beiler with Africa Inland Mission says it'll go forward regardless. Believers are urging Christ's peace, even as the civil war question looms.
It's really anybody's guess at this point, but we are hoping and praying and believing God that as he answered our prayers so dramatically in January, that if the believers around the world continue to pray for South Sudan, we may see God birth a new nation without this return of civil war.
Meanwhile, an Algerian Christian has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for proselytizing. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that when the man and another believer were found telling a neighbor about their faith, they were arrested for breaking the blasphemy law. The other believer was eventually released. Religious injustice is notable in Algeria, where seven churches were forced to close last week as well. Pray for this man and for the other believer's boldness. And there's really no middle class in Ukraine, according to Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock. So the poorest of the poor go hungry and their children neglected.
One of the things that SGA is doing is partnering with Children's Hunger Fund to supply these local churches with humanitarian aid, predominantly food products, so that they can show the love and compassion of God while opening doors to present the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Many youth have a passion to reach the kids of their communities, and in doing so, the children hear about a God who saves and loves. That message is a powerful counter to the desperation around them, and you can help at our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.